Good morning. Good morning. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. He is risen indeed. Listen to this good news that St. John wrote for us. And I'm going to talk a little bit with the congregation about what God is going to do for us in the future someday. But I want to talk with you about what he does for us right now. He says to us, "Dear friends, now we are the children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. Now we are the children of God." Who knows what today is on the calendar? It's Earth Day, okay, but I mean the month and day and all that. The 22nd of April, okay? Since you're so smart, you want to come up here and find it for us on the calendar? can you find it? Oops, take that out of there so it doesn't slip out. There you go. Can you find April 22nd for us on there? Got it? There it is. Okay, right there. That's today. Very good. Okay? That's today. And I want to tell you some things about today, okay? Things that are true about today. Back in history. On this day, back in 1994, Borge Ausland reached the North Pole. How about that, huh? On this day, back in 1992, the Holocaust Museum was dedicated in Washington, D.C. Have any of you been to Washington, D.C.? No? Okay. On this day, the first International Earth Day was observed. But here's probably the best one of all. Well, I think the one you're going to like more. On this day, back in 1994 in Denmark, April 22nd, the world's largest lollipop was made. 3,000 pounds. That's like 150 men. Can you imagine a lollipop that big? Would you like to have that lollipop, huh? That was on April 22nd. Here's some other things that are true about today. Today, Lisa Brown has a birthday. Your mommy has a birthday, right, Aaliyah? Today is your mom's birthday, April 22nd, yeah. Today is David Mazel's birthday. And today is the 35th anniversary, April 22nd, of Elder and Rosella Grunhagen. How about that? Those are some things about today. But I want to tell you something else that's true about today. Are you doing all right with the calendar there? Okay. Here's what's true today. You and I are all sinners today, aren't we? Each of us has done or each of us is going to do things that God doesn't want us to do. Today, some of us are going to tell a lie. Or we're going to have a bad thought about somebody. Or we're going to start a fight. Or we're going to call somebody a bad name or say a bad word. And today, each of us is going to fail to do what God wants us to do, like listen to our parents or show kindness to somebody or be thankful. And that's true today, isn't it? April 22nd? Is it going to be true on April 23rd, too? Are we still going to be sinners tomorrow? Yeah, and the 24th? And how about next month? Yeah, it's still going to be true, isn't it? But I want to tell you something that's even better, something else that's true about today. Today, even though we are sinners, God loves you. Did you hear what John said when I read it to you? He said, today we are the children of God. When? Tomorrow? Next month? Next year? When? Now. Today we are God's children. And how did we get to be his children? Well, John says that Jesus was appointed to take away our sins. Christ gave his life right on the cross, paid the price, and rose again so that our sins are gone from us as far as God is concerned. So when are we God's children? Now, today. What about tomorrow, April 23rd? Will we be his children tomorrow? And what about the next day after that? What about in July? Will we still be his children then? Yeah, we will. Now, if you were to look on this calendar, can you find a day when Jesus will return? Can't find that day, can you? Because we don't know what day that's going to be. But we do know that he will come, and he will raise all the dead to life, and all who have trusted in Christ will live forever with him, and we will be like Jesus on that day. free from all of our sins. No longer sinners, but will we still be God's children? Yes. When are we God's children? Right now. And how long? Forever. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you made us your sons and daughters through Christ. We pray you to keep us strong in our faith until at last we are with you in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.